Hello, welcome to Think It Through. This is Trevor Sloan, Ratio Christi Chapter Director at Kansas State University and Secretary on the Executive Board of the International Society of Christian Apologetics. We're here every Monday and Friday at 6:45 a.m. Central Time on Angel 95 FM. Kevin Ingram, President of Manhattan Christian College here in Manhattan, Kansas. How are you doing today, Kevin?
I'm doing great, Trevor. How are you?
Good. We're going to be talking about the need for apologetic education in undergraduate biblical education. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. First question, what is the benefit of undergraduate biblical education in general?
Well, in general, I think any biblical education is important. I think one of the things we need to remember in churches today, I think Sunday school, small groups where we really dig deeper into the Word of God is essentially important, and churches need to understand that. But then another layer to that I think people need to understand is when they go to get a college degree, that Bible education is so much more important. Because it really is an opportunity where when you're in a three-hour class, for example, you have so many hours in a classroom setting, you know, between 40 and 50 hours where you can really drill deeper into specific books, drill deeper into the Old Testament, the New Testament, the prophets, the Gospels alone. Mm. I think that is just essential for people to be able to drill deeper and understand the deeper concepts that can be found there, and college is a great opportunity for that to happen.
Absolutely, yeah. I know I spent a couple years at Manhattan Christian College, and then I moved on to Liberty University, and I loved my undergraduate biblical education, did wonders for my personal spiritual life, and also taught me an awful lot about the Bible.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's great. It's very necessary. That's a good answer. Next question, how does apologetics fit into undergraduate biblical education?
You know, when I saw this question, one of the things I immediately thought about was, I mean, it's just part and parcel of everything we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really have to understand that obviously the Bible classes, as I said already, are there to give a deeper understanding of God's Word. Mm-hmm. But when you look at apologetics, being able to defend your faith, that means that everything we do is important. For one, the study of God's Word and being able to drill deeper into it. But secondly, a writing class or a speech class, mm-hmm. to be able to communicate that, yeah. You know, because if we're going to be able to understand it mentally, we're going to be able to have to communicate that relationally. And so interpersonal communication, writing, speech, preaching classes, all of that is part of it in being able to help a person be an apologist in our modern day world, mm-hmm. To be able to communicate that word that they're understanding deeper.
Absolutely. Next question. These two questions kind of go together, the last one and this one. Why is apologetics so vital to an undergraduate biblical education in this particular day and age?
Wow, a loaded question when you really think about it, because, yeah. You know, we live in a world that has an ever-increasing lack of appreciation for God's Word, for one.
Yeah.
And not only is there a lack of appreciation for it, there's a bias against Christianity, in my humble opinion, mm-hmm. and a bias against God's Word. So being able to defend the truth is going to be essential if we're going to reach our world for Christ. And not only understand it, but to be able to defend it in the midst of this different generation. You know, we used to, a good friend of mine, a preacher, looks at it this way. 50 years ago, the church was the home team. Mm-hmm. And we were treated as the home team. The church is now the visiting team.
Absolutely.
And when you live in a college town, you understand how a visiting team can be treated. You know, and I think the church needs to understand that, that we're the different, you know, we're a visiting team now and are treated that way. So that's why I think apologetics is so vital. Mm-hmm. Not only understanding God's Word, but understanding our culture, understanding the pluralism of religions that are really running in America today, mm-hmm. and how to communicate that in that very diverse culture.
Yeah, I mean, just basic, simple things like the president and the CEO of our organization, Ratio Christi, posted on Facebook this morning a question to us. Basically, he's got a professor that he knows that asked him, does the Bible have to be read literally to be read in a Christian manner? And just a simple thing as far as, well, what does it mean to read the Bible literally? Just these kind of questions that come up that 50 years ago, people would assume, you know, a general evangelical answer to that question, and now mm-hmm. there's a dozen different ways to answer it. Yeah. So we need to have answers for all these different types of questions that people have.
Well, and see, I'd love to ask that professor, does he want his students to look at his lectures literally?
And this is an English professor.
Yeah, so, I mean, are the rules of English to be taken literally?
Yeah.
Then I would think in every area that we need to consider that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, next question. What would you say to a Bible college student who says that they are not at all interested in studying apologetics?
Well, it's in thinking about it in a practical sense, a Bible college student who's not interested in studying apologetics is really being given a tool chest that they're not going to use.
Mm.
It'd be like saying to a carpenter, here is a workshop full of tools, but we want you to put a lock on it. You know,
yeah.
And you're not ever going to be able to use those tools. So I would say if you're going to be able to defend what you're learning in our modern-day culture, they're going to have to understand apologetics and all the different facets that come together with that for them to be able to use it. And so I think students need to understand that our world is an extremely diverse world that I think is only going to grow more and more in that direction. And so if they're going to be able to take this tool and use it, they're going to have to understand apologetics. All that goes with that and the different dimensions of people, the way they think, the way they respond to the way they think, the worldview that they look at everything through, they're going to have to understand all of that to be able to communicate what they know from the Word of God.
Absolutely, yeah. And I was going to throw you a curveball and ask you, why should they need to defend? But you did a good job of responding to that before I even asked it.
Well, you know, I'm glad I did and didn't even know I did. But, you know, I think, you know, the command to evangelize the world, when Jesus left the world, what did he say? He said, go into all the world.
Yep.
Don't be of the world, but go into all the world. And if we're going to go into our world and be able to communicate God's truth, then we're going to have to understand it.
Yep, absolutely. You know, I keep telling people, apologetics is not about arguing, not about proving how smart you are. It's about evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul said, how will they believe if no one goes and preaches? How will they preach if no one sends them? You know, he was talking about evangelism, but that ties into apologetics too.
Right, and you look at the diverse culture he lived in. I mean, to be able to go from the world around Jerusalem to be able to go to Rome.
Yeah.
Totally different world, and all of that was under Roman rule, but yet it was different cultures, and he had to be able to communicate that. And you see that in all his letters, being able to go to Ephesus.
Absolutely.
And what he did in Ephesus, in the city of Ephesus, and Philippi, and every city was different.
Yeah, he was appalled when he ended up in Corinth.
Yeah.
But he spoke to him. You know,
he reached out.
He reached out, absolutely. That's good. Next question. What are some ways that MCC emphasizes apologetic inquiry for its students?
Well, you know, for one, I think we do it in a lot of ways. Our mission statement is to educate, equip, and enrich. Mm-hmm. Those three words, I think, describe it. We want them to have some head knowledge. We want to be able to have some hand knowledge, and what do they need to be able to do, you know, but also the heart knowledge of what do they need to be as a person, you know, because if they don't live that with integrity, then what their words say really have no meaning whatsoever. So in all that we do, we strive to fulfill that mission statement, and then when you apply it specifically from an education perspective, you know, we have classes. You know, obviously all the Bible classes that we teach, all the theology classes that we teach really focus in that direction. Mm-hmm. And then we offer specifically an apologetics class.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that it's a 400-level class. You know, for one, they'll be able to take the foundation of what they've learned from the Word of God in those first 3 years, and then as seniors, really to drill down on that class to help them understand what it means to live in a pluralistic world, in our modern world, and how to defend the faith and reach our world for Christ with that. You know, we have classes that are on the different world religions. That's something we have to understand, because I believe there are a lot of people who consider themselves religious, but do they really understand what that means? And if we're going to share with them the truth, which Christ is the central person of all history, and without Christ, we have no salvation. You know, when we need to understand that truth, that there's no other name given among men in heaven or on earth by which we must be saved. If we believe that, then we're going to have to put that through in everything that we do. And that's why apologetics and everything is so important. And I think another way we do it unique from a lot of other Bible colleges is in our location right across the street from a major university. You know, a lot of other colleges I know that are small private Christian colleges or in small towns or on the edge of town, but MCC is really in the heart of it all. And I can give credit to our founder, who I believe ultimately would give credit to God, that in the 1920s he had this vision in 1927 to plant us where he did. And his heart was he wanted the life of the Spirit and the seed of learning. And so I think he was unique in that vision, and it was a very special vision, especially living in the world that we live in, because our students live in the heart of the real world and are able to understand it in a way that a lot of other students can't.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've known several students, several friends of mine who have gone to some of the smaller Christian colleges in the general area around here, and they don't have interaction with anybody who they don't think is already a believer.
Right.
And then by the time they get out of college, you know, they're 22, 23 years old, and they've grown up in church, went to a Christian college, and they get out in the world, and they're like, what, you don't agree with me?
Yeah.
And it's like they're just shocked. So, yeah, I like how you guys are so close to K-State. It's there's good interaction there. It's necessary.
It is. And I was on where I got my master's from, and won't name the college, but they're in a small town. Well, they're outside of a large town, but 8 miles south of town and 8 miles further out in the country. And I was on their campus and was talking to some of their current students, and they were asking where MCC was, and I told them, and they were like, doesn't that make you scared? Doesn't that make you nervous that you're living in the midst of all of that? And I was like, wait a minute, isn't that where we're supposed to be?
Yeah,
you know, we're to go into all the world. And so I think our culture helps shape that for sure.
Absolutely, that's a great answer. All right, final question. If Bible college students had a very limited amount of time to study apologetics, which particular area or topic would you recommend that they start with?
Boy, it's hard for me to narrow down.
Yeah, well,
And I want to give the one that I think is right on, but then I want to add a second one if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
For one, I would say primary we need to understand is a complete understanding of who Christ is.
Mm.
You know, the central person of all history. When I read Colossians 1, and you really drill down into Colossians 1 and all that it says about Jesus. I mean, he's the firstborn of all creation, you know, for one. He was there when all things were created. All things were created by him and for him and through him, when you sum up all that's in those texts there. And if that's the case, then he is the central person of all history. And then it also says, and in him all things hold together. You know, Ephesians 1:10 says, you know, with a view to an administration at the suitable time, God is going to sum up all things in Christ. So if that verse is true, and I believe it is, the foundational apologetic truth we need to study is to have a full understanding of who Christ is. That it is not only a person who is in writing, a person who is in theory, who's a person, he was God become flesh and dwelt among men so that he would understand who we are and what we fight with, but then he was God's ultimate sacrifice to answer the law. And again, as I said earlier, he's the one that salvation comes through.
Yeah.
His life was attested with miracles while he was on the earth. His life was attested in that he rose again from the dead, just as he said, just as the prophet said hundreds of years before.
Yep.
And all of that leads together to understand that I think if people truly understand who Christ is and truly believe that, and there were so many things that attest that he truly was a person, then that helps, for one, validate the Word of God. And it helps validate the importance of Christ in our world, and we need to understand that. And that's the second one I want to add in, and I think is truly a theology of God's Word. And living in our world without that foundation, 50 years ago, as I said, people understood and accepted the Word of God. People don't anymore. And so unless we're able to communicate to them who Christ is and the way the Word of God, and really those maybe those answers tie in together because Jesus was the Word become flesh. And so when you understand that, these answers are really one answer that I'm given, not two, then without that foundation, the rest really doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was in law school last year, first semester, and I had a Mormon friend, and we had about a 5-hour conversation, and at one point we got to the point where he said, "Well, I follow Christ, I follow Jesus," and I said, "Well, which Jesus do you follow? What is the content of that term?" And it was just he couldn't wrap his mind around the fact that he didn't follow the same Jesus that I follow. Yeah. As a Mormon. And so yeah, absolutely, I'm glad you said that. It's actually crucial that we understand the content of who the Christ is that we claim to follow matters more than almost anything else.
Yeah, when you look in the book of John and all the I am statements, mm-hmm. you know, I'm the bread of life, I'm the door of the sheep, I'm the good shepherd, I'm the resurrection and the life, I'm the way, the truth, mm-hmm. and the life. All of those are foundational truths that people need to understand, and you're right, it's truly the essence. And I think it's important that people understand it, not only those who are studying apologetics, but people in the church today. Mm-hmm. I think we've lost in our selfie culture, our focus on ourself, mm-hmm. that our lives really need to be about Christ.
Absolutely.
And that's what he called us to. I love Paul's Galatians 2:20. In fact, it's my favorite verse and my life verse. You know, Paul even said, "For I've been crucified with Christ. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me." And I think it just sums it up so well.
Absolutely, yeah. My favorite passage, all my friends know, is 1 Corinthians 2:2. "For I have desired to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." You know, Paul was one of the ultimate apologists, but his soul and ultimate purpose was to preach Christ mm-hmm. and him crucified, because that's what it all points to.
Yeah, definitely. And I think when we put ourselves in it, you know, he came full of grace and truth. And I think this is one of the places where the church is missing it today. The church isn't coming full of grace and truth. Mm. Too often, churches are coming with just grace, which, and they're accepting and beginning to change the word of God because, oh, we need to be grace. Yep. Then there are others who only come with truth, and it's all judgment. When grace and truth are separate, they are radical concepts. Mm. But when grace and truth come together in Christ, they're able to look at the woman caught in adultery as Jesus did and said, "You know what? Neither do I condemn you." But he also says, "Go and sin no more." Mm. And it's in love that we can reach out to people. And you said it earlier. I thought it was an interesting statement. You know, we're not here to argue. You know, and if we get into arguments, people don't care to hear. Mm-hmm. But if we're here to do life with people and share what we have in Christ with people and do so in a loving and gracious way, I think our role to be open to the Word of God again, because they're looking for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's one thing to confront, but we got to confront in love. You know, 1 Peter 3:15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Is there anything else you'd like to say before I let you go?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity, and again, just challenge people to really get into God's Word and understand it for what God meant it to say, and then share that Word with a world that needs it so badly.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Kevin. It's nice to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Think It Through. Be sure to listen every Monday and Friday at 6:45 a.m. Central Time. We'd appreciate your comments as well. Email questions to thinkitthroughapologetics@gmail.com. Also, be sure to check out our Ratio Christi website at ratiochristi.org/K-State.